Tell him about Kornfeld.
Okay. Shalom Racha to everybody. We are continuing through Bamidbar. We're up to Parshas Chukas, the special period of Klal Yisrael, going with HaKadosh Baruch in the Midbar. And interestingly enough, in the middle of this Parsha of Chukas, we have a whole Parsha of Porah Aduma, of the process of a person metare himself from the Tumas Meis. The way the Torah describes it is Yikro Elecha Parah Aduma Temima Hashem Bain Mum V'loy Le'a Oil. We take this Parah Aduma, which the halachic version of it is not a naturally occurring event, it's something supernatural that was specially made for us to have this taira when we go into the Beis HaMikdash. And it's an amazing thing if you think of it, because a large portion of the taira and the mitzvahs is given for the time of the Beis HaMikdash, all the different korbanos and the tumah and taira. And one cannot do any of that without having a parah aduma. So this is one of the, what do you call it, proofs, or whatever you want to call it, of the emes of the taira. To set up a whole religion that a major part of it is based on something that's not naturally occurring, it's something that nobody would ever think of doing or would want to do. It's too dangerous. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's the one who created our religion, and the Mela, he made this thing that Daska, we should know that we want to do all the mitzvahs, and some of the mitzvahs are dependent on things that Hashem is going to have to make a special Hashem. And that's the Parah Aduma. The person take, oh, how can you count the mitzvahs? How am I going to get a Parah Aduma? Don't worry. What we can do, we have to do, and what we can't do, that's where Hashem comes in. Now, this is one of the important insights in life. People talk a lot about emunah, bitochen, hishtadlus, what I'm supposed to do, what I'm not supposed to do. And very often we flip it around. The things that we're supposed to be involved in, we put on a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and the things that we're supposed to have bitochen Hashem, then we take those, we say, oh, I have to do it. There's two types of hishtadlus that we have. We have the hishtadlus in ruchnius and the hishtadlus in gashmius and physical things. The hishtadlus in gashmius, so Hashem set up the world in a fashion that there's certain things that we don't have automatically. Food is something that we have to get, but also something we have to work on. And those are things that we have to be involved in. For a person to say, you know, I'll just sit back and do nothing, and if Hashem wants me to have parnosa, I'll have it. If He wants me to have nutrients, they'll come into my body without me eating. He's doing aveira because he's not taking into account the emes of the world. And that's what real bitochen is. Bitochen is living with the emes of the world. The emes of the world is that Hashem, for His reasons, set up the world that we have to get certain things that we don't have by ourselves, and we have to work for those things. And the Chalami says, no, get to Panosa, there is a very high madriga, a person who is makdish himself to live in that Torah. The Rambam himself says that such a person is Kodesh Kodoshim, he is a very high level of Kedusha. And Hashem will make sure that people would take care of his Panosa. And we see these things. The idea of the Kodesh that we have nowadays is also the Gdol Yisrael, based on this, that there's a need in Klal Yisrael to have people dedicating their lives to Limud HaTorah, and that's why we have it. And since we have it, Hashem sets it up. I remember I had a neighbor in Yerushalayim from 30 years ago. And then he was ready in his by 50s, for whatever it is. But he was like from the first group of the Kohelim 50, 60 years ago. And he said, in their times, it was, you know, there was maybe an entire country, there were maybe 100, 200 Avechim in the entire country. And he told me, he remembers we saying to each other, you know, I think we reached the maximum that Chrysler will be able to sustain. 200. That's the way it looked then. And Kleinhardt grew so many times more. Because that's the way it goes. That something's necessary, something's important for Klal Yisrael. It could look impossible, but Hashem will make it happen. If you really think of it, in the time of when Klal Yisrael used to be here, when we had the 12 Shvatim, so we had two out of the 12 Shvatim that were not involved in Parnos at all. Yisachar was learning the whole day, and Shevet Levi was involved in the Beis HaMikdash. And even so, they managed to get their Parnosa. That's whatever the percentage is, but it's like 18% of Klal Yisrael. Halavai, we have 18% of Klal Yisrael even being Shevet Torah Mitzvahs, or 18% of Shevet Torah Mitzvahs dedicating their lives to Levin at Torah. It's much less than that. Everything's sustainable. If it's the Ratzon Hashem, sustainable. If it's not the Ratzon Hashem, then Adarabah. Like we said before, a person that's not doing what he's supposed to be doing and saying, we spoke about that Motzei Shabbos, that beautiful line from the Mashgiach of Olde. He said that sometimes a person, you ask him how he's doing, he's learning or any type of, it could be in his work, Voides Hamidus, and he says, I need more Siyad Neshmaya. And he says that the person doesn't realize what he's saying. He's basically saying, I'm blaming Hashem for the fact that I'm not successful. Because I need more Siyad Neshmaya, I need Hashem to do it for me. He says, one cannot make such a comment unless he did everything he can. He exhausted all his kaifas. And now, there's nothing for him to do. Now's the time in the Haram. I did what I can. Hashem will bring me what I need. And that's where it goes also. Even with Panosa, a person could do his maximum for Panosa and it's not working out. Then the Haram has a right to say, I'm doing my thing. And if he's honest with him, I'm doing the maximum. And the Haram, now's the time. And it's always the time to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's a legitimate statement, but if a person is not really working hard and he says, I'm not successful because I don't have Siyat HaShemaya, that's not the story. He's not successful because he's not doing his part to arouse the Siyat HaShemaya. That's what goes with everything. With physical things and also with our spiritual things. The Pasha continues, it says, Odom ki yomiz ba'oyel. And Chazal Dashan from there that there are various pshatim of this, but it's a statement that says a person has to kill himself over Torah. Christ don't want us to kill ourselves. We know the Nesiyas Hashem says a person was created to have pleasure. Hashem wants us to have pleasure. If he didn't want us to have pleasure, he would have created the world with no pleasures in them. The world is full of pleasures. And a pleasure of avodas Hashem is the biggest of them all if we take it properly, if we do it right. We appreciate that special kesher we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Adam Ki Yomis Boil means that he's basically, he puts his Limud HaTorah as number one. When he's involved in Limud HaTorah, everything becomes not important. Then he has a Shaychus HaTorah because he appreciates this special gift that Hashem gave to him. But if he's always alive, and not in the term of alive and dead, but alive, his mind is always involved in his other things. When he's learning, he can't cut himself off from everything else when he's learning. So he's not connected to the Torah. He doesn't appreciate what he's having. He's not taking advantage of it. That's the problem. It's like that with everything. You know, the Chazanish says a slightly different pshat in Kiyomis. He said a person is made up of all different parts. He has intellectual parts, his emotional part, his physical part. So midas is a part of the person. So let's say a person is lazy. His chiyus now, his life, is composed of being a person who is lazy, because that's the way he is. As Anish says, when it says you have to kill yourself, it doesn't mean kill the positive part of yourself. Kill the negative parts, because right now that's part of your nature, your life. If a person is lazy, you have to kill that lazy part of yourself, get rid of it, and put more energy into your learning. If you have other different reasons why you're not learning because of your bad meters, so kill those bad meters, stay with the good meters. And this is what we're saying. Chazal used that strong term of yomus. It sounds extreme, but that's what it means. We have to do our maximum. Misa is the maximum. Not physical death, but completely getting rid of the negative parts, or completely blotting out the parts that shouldn't be on our mind at this point of time in our life. Same thing with amidus. It's a constant thing. A person has to every day, you know, we're talking about tefillah, lacha tefillah by every tefillah, to think for a few seconds, where am I holding with my meters? Did I speak the way I should in the course of this day? Did I not? Here also, to say, oh, I was born with bad midas. I'm born as a person who goes about kas, about taiva, a person who looks negatively at things, a person, whatever it may be, you know, a lazy person. It's true that everybody is born with a certain nature. But that was given to us also as a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to overcome, to break it little by little, not one shot, but little by little. And that's the same idea. If a person says that, you know, I was born in such a way, Hashem's not giving me siyata d'shmaya to overcome it. Like we said from the Mashgiach Revolver before, he's fooling himself. He's not working hard enough. This is Yir Shemayim. It's in our hands to change. And like we said, when they come, it says in Chazal, this week's parasha also, it talks about the water, another thing mentioned in the parasha, the Mayim that came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mayim is a symbol of Shefa coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the goodness coming down from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's a Chazal that says, that in order to be zeichet to the goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to be in a position to be a kli kibul for it. If I daven to Hashem, I'm using my mouth. If I use my mouth in the course of the day to say things that were improper, then my mouth will not work. My tefillos will not go up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I will not get that shefa. It will not work. And we have to think for a few seconds before we start our tefillah. That maybe in the past tkufa of the day, I didn't speak properly. I said something not in the right place. I hurt somebody with my feeling, with my words. Who knows what I did? Yes, it's my nature. Maybe I have a certain nature to not control exactly what I'm saying, and maybe to get upset and all kind of other things. But one second. But I want this beautiful chibur with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to be memis, kill the negative parts. So I have a chias, the real chias. It's in the turds and the turds and the tefillah. Now's my opportunity. And I take a few seconds before I start my tefillah. If I don't do it before my tefillah, middle of tefillah, I say slachlona, whatever it is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to change. I want to put an extra effort that my dibur should be a dibur that brings nachas ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And my dibur, both in kloli in general, brings nachas ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then when I daven to Hashem, now Hashem, those tefillahs go straight up to Shemayim. Hashem listens to our tefillahs. Then we can't have a taina, no siyata d'shamayim. But no siyata d'shamayim, I'm davening so hard, Hashem is not listening. It's because my kirch adibah is faulty. It's not working. The person has something wrong with the vocal cords. They can scream the whole day, no one will hear. Spiritual vocal cords are totally in this, how much we're working on that nakuda. Each one from whatever starting point we started. But now, I'm putting maximum effort into making my dibah, being that beautiful dibah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be excited and be happy to hear. So Shemi Zeichem Yitz Hashem. We're talking about the Paraduma. We started off with the Paraduma is a symbol of some achok. We don't understand it, but we said more than that now. It's something that's supernatural. And a lot of the Torah is dependent on that. And Hashem is teaching us this lesson. Don't worry. You don't have to make it happen. You do the right things. I'll make sure that Paraduma is going to come. And that's a muscle for Chukas HaTorah. That's a muscle for the whole Torah. So everything in life is like that. Everything in life is, don't think it's my hands to make it happen. I have to do the right things and Hashem will make it happen. Whether it be my panosa, whether it be my midas, whether it be my Torah, whether it be my tefillah. And if we have this right attitude, Hashem, we'll be able to focus better on what it's all about and take all that pressure off ourselves. I don't have to make it happen. I just have to do the right things. I have to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have to be excited about these opportunities it gives me. And the Mitzvah Hashem will take advantage of what we have. Those who can come to shul will come to shul and use the shul for pure tefillahs. And those who have to stay home will besimcha stay home and dam Hashem Hashem Yizrecha to be able to come back to the shul. Mitzvah Hashem Hashem will kabul our tefillahs and will be Yizrecha because to have that new Paraduma with the new Beis HaMikdash Yibonu B'mehayu V'yameinu.